The next statement, a bit as well, refers to Taylor Ayan Leish Hay in Likut Emanan, chapter 275, the first Chelet Emanan, where in that Taylor, the Ben Adal says, begins with the word Da. Again, Da, which means we just received the camelgram, that every mitzvah that a person does, from that mitzvah there is created a kiddel. This we know from a pasuk. Ne'er mitzvah of a Taylor Ayan. Ne'er mitzvah, a mitzvah creates a kiddel. But the Ben Adal says what happens to these mitzvahs, to these kiddels, when a person is nistalik, when he passes away, if he is good, if he is deserving, if he merits it, in the eyes of Hashem, then this person is granted the privilege in heaven to go through the heavenly storeroom, the heavenly treasures, and there with the aid of this candle to search through the heavenly treasures and to pick out for himself whatever treasures he prefers with which to spend his time for the rest of eternity in Gan Eden, the enjoyment of these treasures. It's a very thrilling experience, but a person can do this only with the aid of a candle. But we know, for example, that we speak about also a timely item, Bedikas Chometz. The person goes to search for Chometz. It says, Bedikas Chometz li'ed haner. He must seek out, search out, ferret out a Chometz with the assistance of a candle. No other light or torch is not allowed, because the best item for searching in the far recesses of the corners, the darkest corners, is a candle. Here, too, the candle of the mitzvah is used to search out the treasures in heaven. And this, the Ben Adal shows again from a pasuk. Pasuk says, La mesim chofshi, the dead are free. The Gemara says, Kivon shemes adon, as soon as a person dies, Naase chofshi min ha-mitzvahs. He is free, he is exempt from performing mitzvahs. The word chofshi, spelled chipus, which means search. Kivon shemes adon, the Ben Adal interprets, the person dies, Naase chipus min ha-mitzvahs. There is a search created. He is enabled to search the mitzvahs which he performed during his lifetime, as these now become candles with which he can search for the treasures in heaven. But, the Ben Adal says, that Tzadik Emes, who is mace, who doesn't die later, he dies during his lifetime, which means that he absents himself, he abstains many of the pleasures of life, and devotes himself entirely to the spiritual, it is as though he has already died. This tzaddik, actually during his lifetime, he is given the privilege of searching in the heavenly treasures while he is alive. With this we can understand what we say always, that a tzaddik has the right, has the power of visiting heaven during his lifetime. Of course, he has these mitzvahs that are candles, which enable him during his lifetime, since he's considered in a sense physically dead, so l'meisam chavshi, he can know during his life that he cannot continue to search, the search in heaven, even before his passing. In the Sichei Saran, the Ben Adal elaborates a little more on this chapter, this Tegel Kutubadan. Ben Adal says that when we say that these candles are lights, these mitzvahs are candles that can be used in the heavenly treasure room, what type of candles are they? Depending upon the mitzvahs that a person performs. There is a person who can have a candle or sufficient candles to search for just 1 hour. Person that has more mitzvahs, more credits, his candles could last for a few hours. There are some whose candles could last for days, according to the number of mitzvahs that he has. Eventually, even the person who has the smallest amount, with a candle that lasts just for a few minutes, there are enough treasures to find in the heavenly Eitzah HaMelech, the treasury of the king, to last a person a lifetime or an eternity, to really live a blissful existence in Gan Eden, in paradise, without question. But the more a person has to pick to select from, the more treasures that he takes, the greater the degree of pleasure he'll have in Gan Eden. Now, imagine, though, as we said, a person who is zecha to more has enough candles to search with for days. But there is a tzaddik whose mitzvahs are so great that he attaches himself to Hashem during his lifetime. His mitzvahs take on an aspect of eternity too. So he has candles that can never be extinguished. The tzaddik emes can go into the treasury storeroom and there to continue to search endlessly during his lifetime and after his lifetime too. After his passing, tzaddikim yelcham echayel al choyel, they continue to go through the treasures of heaven, always continuing to search out, to bring out novel ideas, novel treasures from the treasury of heaven. And this, of course, is understood as far as the tzaddik emes is concerned. But now try to imagine the benefit of those who are attached to such a tzaddik emes. Understand now why the Benedict says that a person, if he had true sense, would know, would realize, that even if a person does have a Rebbe who is a tzaddik, how much better off he is if he has a Rebbe who is the tzaddik emes. A person should spend a lifetime searching for the greatest of all treasures. Spend a lifetime to you are zecha to find the tzaddik emes. How beneficial this is afterwards, because the treasures that the tzaddik emes finds, they continues to find, he shares with his talmidim. So how wonderful it is to sit back, relax, let the tzaddik emes go into the treasury of Hashem and bring out these stores of treasures. This, of course, depends upon the sincerity of a person's emunah, sincerity of a person's true implicit faith, and the tests that he must go through for this faith. Of course, these tests are not simple, because the satan will bend every effort, will let everyone else go, will desert everything in order to devote all his time to attack the belief in the credibility in the tzaddik emes. Everything possible will create untold numbers of friction, skepticism among outsiders, attacks by other people who pretend to be as religious, as great believers, and bring about controversy against the tzaddik emes by bringing about friction among tzaddikim themselves. We find a lot of times there are machlekas between tzaddikim, inner turmoil, outer sources. All this is done in order to hide a true light, a kedusha of the tzaddik emes. This is a soil, a test that a person must go through. Because if a person does attach himself to the tzaddik emes, he will inevitably find that he's going to be attacked by outsiders, will be ridiculed, will be belittled, and he'll be ostracized in a sense until he finds himself weakening, Chas v'Shalom, and saying, well, might as well join the majority. At least you're free from all this criticism. Or stay away from this minority, this few. Why go to a minyan where you have just a few? If you can go to a big shul, you have hundreds. Or why go to a group where there are a limited number of talmidim? You can go to a place, to a sect where there are thousands of talmidim, thousands of them. Of course, these are arguments that could draw away a weak mind. One who is strong, one who is steadfast in the emunah, says nothing can take me away. Nothing, because my belief is such that I will live with it, die with it, and live forever with it afterwards. That person who has that kind of belief is one who has no fear afterward, because the greatest problem then, as all brings elsewhere when a person passes away, is that the first test he has after passing away, again, is a test in his faith in the tzaddik emes. Because it is known, naturally, that if his faith is solid, that he is safe there. So when he comes there to the heavenly court, again he finds the critics, heavenly critics, who try to draw him away and to bring about a disproof or doubts, fill his mind and heart with doubts as to whether he did right. If he remains stolid, he doesn't surrender his faith. And if he wins out of this test, then he is safe forever. So each person should think clearly, carefully in his mind, how important it is to remain during this short period of life. Life is very short. To remain solidly despite any antagonism or any adversity you may have. It's not enjoyable, of course, to be criticized constantly, but the ultimate reward is such that it repays manyfold. So all those who criticize will have to pay a price for it. And it's simply understood. The worst price is the embarrassment afterwards. It's all one. And then came second to the Shamas, when they spoke against Rahman al-Islam. So Ashreinu, in that we were zechut to find the tzaddik emes, be emes, we should be zechut to remain solidly forever. Well, that's all.